everybody. This is the first episode of I Know Things Now. And today we're learning about the green wood hoopee.
Yeah.
As you might have known if you were listening before, we are learning about the green wood hoopee. You might know it, but even if you don't, I bet you can guess its color. Did you guess? All right, I'm revealing the answer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the green. Did you get it right? I knew you would. You're awesome and smart. All right. So now I'm going to tell you what we do in these episodes. First, you guess what we're going to do or a fact about it, which is when you guess the color. Then, I tell you 5 fun facts. Next, we play a game about them. And last, we sum it up with a secret. It changes with every episode. Ready for fact one? Fun fact one. The wood hoopee makes a sound that sounds like the word hoopee. Here it is. Also, the word hoopee means laughing women. So listen for that, too. Did you know the male hoopee's chirp is lower than the female's? The low one that's going beep, 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 that is the male. And the one that's going beep, beep, beep is the female. The female sounds like our chicks, only way less graceful. Fun fact 2. The wood hoopee has a shiny green and blue tail, which seems to shimmer. It looks like the pigeon, the normal city pigeon, where their neck shines, but I truly think that this is a much prettier bird. Fun fact 3. The wood hoopee's eggs are light blue like the robin's eggs, but the hoopee's eggs weigh 4.5 grams, while the robin's eggs are 6.4. Whoa, what a big difference. Fun fact 4. This fact is not fun. Sometimes they have air fights. During the fights, they sometimes peck at each other's eyes. Ouch, and momentarily blind them. Ouch, ouch! If I was a wood hoopee, I would try to stay out of fights. Oof. Last fun fact, number 5. Sometimes when they have eggs, they squirt out a brown liquid that they use to wash themselves and make their feathers shine. Yuck. Remember in the beginning when I said we'd play a game? Want to? Great! Here's how you play. Have you ever played concentration? You do it like this.
Concentration. 64. Category is everything.
Except you do it with bird names. I mean, not bird names. Stinky animal names. You might know a few, like the skunk, and this bird is one too. I'll give you a few more examples. The top animal is the skunk. Ugh. The second animal is the bombardment beetle. The third animal is a wolverine. Fourth is the stink bird. The fifth is the musk ox. The sixth is the Tasmanian devil. The seventh is the Leicester anatee. The eighth is the striped polecat. The ninth is the stink bird. And the 10th is the millipede. There are many more species out there that some of them we might not even know, but these are just the top 10. Now, the thing that you have probably been wondering about,
I have too,
is the surprise. Did you know the skunk is the stinkiest animal?
I think I just told you.
And its smell lasts for 16 feet. So take a ruler and measure the distance with one person will pretend to be the skunk, standing with his hand up on its back like a tail and wiggling it up and down.
That is optional.
The other person will be a person who's trying to get away from the stench. You measure out the distance and then you could even take a perfume bottle and spray it. Just because we can't get a real skunk. Have fun! This has been the first episode of I Know Things Now, and it has been all about green hoopies and stinky animals.
Yeah!
So, I hope you enjoyed it.
See you next week!